For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. An Arlington hospital tries to turn back a crisis in C-section births. Girls in Charlottesville spend spring break focused on health and well-being. And CNN's White House correspondent and JMU grad Jim Acosta speaks on campus for Real News and a free press. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, April 6th, 2018.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Governor Ralph Northam has signed a bill allowing most nurse practitioners to gain the autonomy to practice without a physician's oversight. Northam's spokesman said yesterday that the governor had signed the measure sponsored by Republican delegate Roxanne Robinson. A statement from the Virginia Council of Nurse Practitioners called it a spectacular moment. The bill allows most types of nurse practitioners with 5 years of full-time clinical experience to earn approval to practice without maintaining a contract with a supervising physician. The bill's supporters said the contracts were a burden and doing away with them could expand access to care. The measure drew opposition from physicians who raised patient safety and quality of care concerns. Some kids have been enjoying their spring break this week. For some, that's meant vegging out or maybe going to visit relatives out of town. But for a group of 13 girls in Charlottesville, it's meant a week-long camp focused on health. WMRA's Jordy Yeager has more.
The camp is put on by the Jefferson Area Children's Health Insurance Program, Sentara Health, and the City of Promise, a cradle-to-career nonprofit that works with hundreds of kids in Charlottesville's oldest continual African-American neighborhood. The 13 girls started the week by taking photos of things they see as assets: friends, family, nature, their communities. Jackie Martin is the director of community benefits for Sentara Martha Jefferson Hospital and a lead organizer of the camp.
So what is well-being? What makes you comfortable? What makes you happy? What encourages good health?
The week is packed with yoga, mindfulness, a trip to see the Black Panther movie, and even a visit to the hospital to learn CPR. For lunch, they head to PB&J Kitchen for cooking skills. And on Wednesday, development coach Kay Monroe paid the girls a visit. She told them there's an inside you and an outside you.
Inside you is the you that we don't see. You don't let us see but so much of that. Matter of fact, you don't look inside enough. Come on now. You spend more time on the outside than you spend thinking about the inside you. But the inside you will manifest on the outside you.
The camp is in its third year, and on Friday, for the first time, the group is headed to D.C. to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.
In the last few decades, the number of cesarean section births has skyrocketed, and many leaders in the medical community feel it's at a crisis level. But one hospital in Northern Virginia may have come upon a way of solving the problem. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story.
In the last few decades, the number of cesarean section deliveries has gone through the roof. Dr. Michael Moxley at the Virginia Hospital Center in Arlington says there are many reasons for that. It's quicker for doctors, and they don't have to shut down their office for extended periods of time. Plus, doctors get paid more.
If you look at sort of the timing of cesarean deliveries, you see them more sort of at lunchtime or, you know, first thing in the morning or at 5 o'clock. And so that tells you that it was less patient-centered than it is now. And I think patients are starting to wake up and realize that.
Patients are starting to wake up just as the medical community is demanding action. After a local NPR affiliate identified the Virginia Hospital Center as having one of the highest C-section rates in the country, Dr. Miguel Fernandez recalls hospital administrators demanding change.
The very first meeting, the chief medical officer calling me and saying, this is an important thing and we need the C-section rate to come down and this is the one thing that we are going to want from you and from the department is a lowering of the cesarean section rate.
So doctors started holding monthly meetings, auditing each and every C-section, questioning whether it was really necessary. That brought the C-section rate down from 1 in 3 to 1 in 4. That's an approach doctors here say can be emulated by hospitals across the country. I'm Michael Pope.
In other health news, there are many differences between Virginia's current House and Senate budgets. While a lot of that has to do with differences in opinion about Medicaid expansion, there are other differences when it comes to healthcare spending. From partner station WCVE, Megan Pauley reports.
Last year, Virginia's General Assembly spent close to $5 million on services for same-day access to health care at 18 community mental health centers across the state, including in the greater Richmond area. The original plan was to extend that same funding to the remaining 22 health centers this year and provide an extra $4 million to pay for primary care screenings at them all. Ashley Everett with Voices for Virginia's Children says those screenings are vital for many people.
If their only interaction with any sort of health providers is going to be at the Community Services Board, which for many, that may be many individuals, we want them to also at least have a linkage to a primary care provider and have some basic health needs assessed.
But the Senate budget delays funding for the primary care screenings. That's just one of many issues members of the General Assembly will have to hash out when they come back for a special session next week.
Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
On Thursday, CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta returned to James Madison University as the final Madison Vision Series speaker this year. WMRA's Calvin Pinn reports.
Jim Acosta is usually one of the first reporters asking questions when news breaks at the White House, but long before covering the Trump administration for CNN, he studied journalism at James Madison University.
I was part of the student radio station here, WXJM, did a student TV show here over in Harrison Hall. I wrote opinion articles for The Breeze. I ran for student government president at one point, which was probably not the best idea that I ever had.
Acosta addressed around 600 people, many of them journalism and political science students, at JMU's Forbes Center Thursday. His lecture, titled Real News, The Fight for Truth in the 21st Century, emphasized the importance of a free press in the current political climate, as Acosta himself has been on the receiving end of President Donald Trump's fake news accusations on several occasions.
You know, it's uncomfortable to bring it up, and it's uncomfortable to talk about it, but we got to talk about it, because there are journalists out there every day who are doing it for the right reasons. Their heart is in the right place. They may not be perfect every day of the week, but their heart's in the right place because they got into this with a passion, the same passion I came into this with, which is I want to get the news to you, get the truth to you, so you can make informed decisions as part of our democracy.
For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.
And finally today, a woman who was arrested for exposing her breasts during the August white nationalist rally in Charlottesville has filed a federal lawsuit. News outlets report Morgan Hopkins filed the suit against Charlottesville police and the arresting officers yesterday, though her indecent exposure charge was dropped. Her attorney, Jeff Fogel, says her arrest violated the Equal Protection Clause, as men also were topless but weren't told to put their shirts on. Fogel said Virginia's indecent exposure statute doesn't differentiate between men and women, and nudity alone doesn't constitute indecent exposure. He called the arrest demeaning. Hopkins said the heat caused her group to remove their shirts near the August 12th rally. She says they were playing music to offer peace amid the chaos. The city's attorney's office declined to comment. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.